is Daf Kuf Mem. So now it says also Torah Shema. It says the Pasuk says Pasuk in Daniel Uviyan Fuha Yidrun Tzipure Shemaya. So Mashmo also it says the Tzipur that dwelled in the branches. So again, the teretz here was Tzipur Shemaya Yikri Tzipur Stamul Yikri. It's called Stam Tzipur Shemaya, the special one. It's the Tzipur of the Shemayim, but not Stam Tzipur by itself. Rashi says because v'hocha like siv konaf v'akoch oifav temeim nami v'yes tam reifus temeim. But there it was, there it's called Tzipur Shemaya. That's even a knife tome. But Stam Tzipur only goes in a knife tor. Toshma, called Tzipur Tahura. Old Tzipur, it's tor. So mechlal dika temeim mashma, there are some birds, Tzipur, that's tome. It's more subtle, it's not the pshat. Mechlal dika asura, that there are some that are also. Mahi, what is it? His Mor says, "Loi mechlal diika asura, not the diika tamei tzipa, but tzipa etzasa. Mai, what is it? Each treifi wants to talk about behem, but oif tzipa is a treifa. Bad yiksev, it says clearly like that. The treifa is asura. Vi bishruta the mitzora elamai what that the tzipa of mitzora that yishech to tell that asura misayfu the kronaf. Not from the sayfu the kronaf. That bezera shelo toichlemem. This is what you cannot eat from them. The rabbis comes to include shrutas mitzora." It comes to teach us that the bird that you shechted from Mitzayro is Taka Asura. And the Chidishis, Velavrol of Beyestev Lesei, they're over in Yisraeli and Lesei. So there's a question, Velukman still betrayfo, also then put it by Tzipra to trayfo. Velavrol of Beyestev Lesei. Samara says that Dovra Lama Minyonoi, something learned out from the Pasha, or Vinyonoi de Shrut de Siv is the Indian of a Shruta. So therefore, the moment the Tabitha says, come to teach us that the Tzipa that's shechted by a Mitzvah, that's Asura. So it could be Tzipa itself only applies to a Noif Tor. Tor Shema says in the Pasuk, Shtei Tziporim Chayis, two live Tziporim. My Chayis, what does Chayis mean? Lav Shechiyos Beficho. Meaning to say that you'll not eat from it. That's Kosher Tit. Lav Shechiyos Beficho. So mechlal is so diika lav shechayis v'icha mashman of some tziporim that you cannot eat that they're taka treif. You see the word tzipa goes on a knife to me also. So Mar says let us not the pshat. My chiyus shechayin rosh nevorm shalem just means that it's still a chay shechayin rosh nevorm shalem means lamute comes to exclude a mechutzareiver. Mechutzareiver, that's no good. But every tzipa has to be a knife tor. Toshima coming here. It says misayfa from the safe. It says to hurrois mechlal dika tmeus. So the churut mashmid rati purim dra tmeus loy mechlal dika treifus. The more again treifus michayus nafka says chayus mashmid are completely alive. They have no treifa. So more said that depends. Hanich leman di yom a treifa chay. Kliv leman di yom a treifa and a chay. Michael amema the yoid. Beiluman the Yama Treifa Chai, Beiluman the Yamena Chaya, be the Torah of the Verbi Shmuel Nafka, but not from the Verbi Shmuel Zalacha, the Torah of the Verbi Shmuel. Nemrit says, Machshir o Machapa Bifnim, Venema Machshir Machapa Bachutz, Ma Machshir Machapa Omu Bifnim, just like this Korbin, that's a Machshir o Machapa, Rashi says it means, Osha Mitzoro Vechatas, Machutz the Kaporas of Mivaledis, Shein the Boy Mel Lachshirim Bekodeshim, that's a Korbin's brought inside, So Rashi Mechapa Machshir Bachutz that Tzipori Mitzora Shein Letar is coming to Letar and Mechapa Bachutz is Soy Mishtalech. So learn now one from the other that Ma Machshir Mechapa Omu Bifnim. Also Boy Machshir Ke Mechapa the Machshir Sem Lachal the Mechapa Af Machshir Mechapa Omu Bachutz also Boy Machshir Ke Mechapa Rashi is also Machshir Ke Mechapa Bechol Milei Ksheira Sotara Shere Gamma Machshirin Craven Hamur Shalem. Over there, both are brought on the Mizbech, has to be a kosher korban. Is Av Pachutz also Machshir Tziporim Ke Mechaper Soy Mishtalech To Yosef Bemum. There's no, you can't bring a Balmum To Boy Roy Yilishem. So we learn out from there, it has to be a Tam and not a Balmum. Eli Rav Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Lamutei tzipur anidachas comes to exclude a tzipur, a bird of near anidachas. It's more slamai. What's the chiddush over here? But after it says, Tehoiroys is lafuke, not a tzipur anidachas. So more said, Rashi, Lahai minai vitzvah kro, lahach do mishaleach pshito the shlur nidachas la bashluchu the omotosh lech latakolo. Samora says, Lamai, what's the chiddush of not a near nidachas? I lishluach v'al mitzvah shluach akan liyom ratar shlach lo tekola. Pshita is no mitzvah shalat ha-shalach. The Torah doesn't send you, send away if it's a tekola. If you'll, if it's also banoa, not to me over in Yisra. Elu lishchita. Means tell us what? Lishchita. Rasha filu ihi deshchutihi. Iyav lo yachli lo. V'yochol esorfo. Acha shchito. Leiteisi mir nidachas. So you should not bring from nidachas. So the tzipa shchuta also should not be brought that you shechted for the mitzvah should not be brought from near nidachas. Rava malamute shle lezaveg lo acheres koydim shlucha. You should not be mezaveg another much as Rava mal loch yosit haris shle yezaveg lo acheres shimbole de mitzvah. Achar liyachas shi toris zeh liyom rakein habo acheres mezaveg lechayin shom mitzvah rishon. So the mashma teres mechlal dika surois hanisheres the mitzvah that once one was left over from the mitzvah he can't use it again. Versus lama ilishchito hoboy shluach pshit you have to send it away ilishluach el lishluach it means for the bird of the mitzipa of the mitzvah that you have to send it away. Once you have to send it away the chiddush is you can't use it again. Rav Papa omar litziporim shechliful avoyde zara. It's called on a tzipa that you exchanged chilupin for an avoy dezora. Papa Rashi the Papa Omer Tehiras Lemuti Tziporim Shechlifim Lokach Menogachovim B'dimei Avoy Dezora Shemochla they sold you. And the Morah says, yeah, the Chassid Pasuk says V'yisa Cherem Kamo. That means Kol Ma Sha'ato Maha Yohemenu Kamo. Whatever comes out of it should be like it. So therefore for Avoy Dezora it's also Bono, you can't have any enough from it. So Lamai again, Ilish Luach again for the mitzvah Shluach Hakan. Liom Ratorah Shluach Lachol. Torah won't tell you send it away, and it'll be a stumbling block to somebody else. It's also Bano. El Lishchita means for the tzipor of a mitzvah that you shecht. So you can't use it if it's a chalupi avoy dezara. Ravino Amahocha Maskinim B'yoyv Shorag. It was on Oyv Shorag as Nefesh, a bird that killed a man. Hechad Amos the case. If we pass on Israel, it's mechuyiv misa ba'kotlus mechayiv misa, so you can't do anything with it. Rashi pshita did a royal shleich will lishchita. The dinu beskili, you have to check, you have to kill it. Elakadim gamadinoi. Ulamai was lochi lishluch again borlus lovedina. As the mitzvah shluch akam shita, the mitzvah not to bring it to Bezdin to get it to gamadin and not to send it away. V'kiyumei ubiyatu amikabecha. El Lashkit again, the Chiddush is in this Pasuk Tzipa, not Asura, means this case where the Tzipa killed somebody before Gemadin, it comes to teach us you can't use it for a Mitzvah to make a Shkita with it. Then it says the Mishnah, Oif Tomei, Roivitz, Albeitza, Oif Tor. You have an Oif Tomei, that's Roivitz hovering, sitting over Beitzi, Oif Tor, still Yepota. So Bishleim, Oif Tomei, Roivitz, Albeitza, Tor, Bin and Tzipa Vleka. Not called a tzipa, since the oif is tomei, it's good way of ptur. El oif tor, roivitz al beitza oif tomei, ho tzipa, it's a tzipa, so what should be wrong? Marinetz, and could yomer of kano, tikach lecho v'loy leklovecha, it says, take it for yourself, take the eggs for yourself, meaning you could use them, you could eat them, and not that you have to give to your dogs. So achinam yos, tikach lecho v'loy leklovecha, not to give it to your dogs. Now, v'eich yitman of kano, we've learned of kano, zalocha, ho tatanya, im treifo, Aim treifa chayi bishluach. If the mother was a treifa, still there's a mitzvah. Imun shel afreichim treifa chayi b'shaleich. Ah, what's going to be the other way though? Avol but afreichim treifois potim l'shaleich. That's what it says. The question is, no, I mean, how do we know this from? Rav Chana, the Yom Kippur apostle says, tikach lecho. Take it, the eggs for yourself. So it has to be that you can take the eggs for yourself and you can eat them. So therefore, if the mother is it, therefore if the eggs are a treif for your potter. For the more now lahakish, that's be makish aim treif lefreichim. The mother to the freichim. Ma freichim treif is potter mishluach. Maybe af aim treif and nami potter should be mishluach. Maybe it should be the same way. So the Morah says no. And came if so, tzipor. If that'll be such a drosha, your son came, tzipa lemutei, oif tamlu. Why don't you have to have the word tzipa then to make oif tamlu? So we learn from over here, there has to be something you could eat. For a time we learned, in aim efreichim treifo chai bishluach. So if the mother is a treifa, chayi b'shluach. So I'm rabbi, you better look at kama. Efroyach, if you have the efroyach, shimon treifa. The half mina was that the birds are a treifa. Still, there's a mitzvah shluach. So Abaye says, no, I'm rabbi, you hokik. This is what I mean to say. Efroyach, the kids or the chicks, shimon treifa. The mother was a treifa, chayi b'shluach. And since the kids though are edible, so it's still called tikach lechor. Therefore, even though the mother is a treifa, still there's a mitzvah shluach hakan. Boy, rabbi shio. Hoishit yodei lekan. Let's see, he stuck your hand out to lekan to the nest. V'shochat miyat simonim, and you shechted not two simonim, but less than two simonim. Ma, what's the rocha? Do you have to send away the mother now or not? Miyam minudu, we say kivun the yilushav glu. Since you believe the bird low now, mitrafo become a treifo. So binu lechov lekovecha. Take it for yourself, not for your klovin. Or then maybe no kivun the biyodei lemigma shchito. So here's talking about you put your hands in the can and you want to shech the chicks now, not the mother. So then you took one of the chickens there in the can and you made a shechita on miyat simonim. So that's the shalom. Are you allowed to finish the shechita? Or do we say no, that since right now you could take it for yourself, there's a mitzvah shluach hakan, you'll have to send away the mother first and you can't finish the shechita, take it, that'll be a good take. Boy Rabbi Yimiyo. Matlis mau shetochitz bichnofel. So again, the mother says, boy Rabbi Yemiya, matlis mau shetochitz. Let's say you have a matlis, like a cloth, over the eggs, and on top of that is the mother. So that called the chatzitza, that there should not be a mitzvah shluach hakan, or maybe no, still it's called the mother's on top of the eggs. There's a mitzvah first to send away the mother before you take the eggs. Shinofaya mau shiyachitzu. Let's say you have loose feathers over the eggs, in between the mother and the eggs. Is that called a chatzitza? Beitza mizoros means old eggs, they're not going to hatch anymore. There's no mitzvah shluach hakan anymore. Rashi shein efroyach bo mehen. Let's listen. So you're not mechayv shluach hakan, mau, is that a chatzitza? Shnei sidrei beitzim, zu agav zu, mau. What's going to be if two rows of eggs, one on top of another? So can you take the bottom row of eggs or not? Zochru agabe beitzim, when the cave agabe zochru mau, you have a male on top of the eggs and a female on top of the zochru mau, what's the loch? Is that going to be a chatzitza or not? Take, all these shells remain to take. Boy Reb Zera, yoino al beitze totzil, mau, what's going to be the loch? What's the shell of a yoino pigeons on top of the eggs of a totzil? Rashi said it's an oif tor, and it's like a yoino. Mau, what's the loch? Or else totzil the opposite way. The bird that taught us al beitza yoyna mau. What's the lucky? You chayv shluach hakan or not? Om Rabbi Yitzhak Shema says, oif tomei roibitz al beitza yoif tor, v'tor roibitz al beitza tor tomei. It's potter. That's why potter mishluach. Because it's a tomei yana tor. Mashmo ha tor v'tor, both that tor, the mother and the eggs, even though the different meaning, still chayv. So chor yi mashmo yuwa, do is a chayv shluach hakan, even though the different meaning. Whereas no, dilma b'kairo. Rashi, Dilma hod etoni b'tor b'tor chayi b'kura nekeva. The minhaga b'kach, that's its minig. Omoide b'kura nekeva filu ena beitzim shaloka. Come on, that's a derech in the gadol of somebody else's eggs. Maybe there you be chayiv. Here, it's not a derech for the yoyna to be megadol the eggs of a totzil. Maybe there won't be a mitzvah shaluach, or maybe yes. That's a tekel. Talimor says, like I said, Mishnah, kura is zocher. We have this cur with this bird that's a male, that's a derech for it to go on top of eggs. So Rav Lezer mechayiv chom poitrim. Omer Rav Avua, my time. What's the reason of Rav Lezer holds yichayiv? By the course, not a female. Astia the gira. Learn this out from gira. The gira ksiv hok. It says over here, kura dagar v'lo yulat ksiv hosam v'boka v'dogro v'tzila. Smashma, it's a minig for it to sit on other eggs. Therefore, it should be maybe chayiv. Some Rav Loza, machloikis b'kur zoch, zonim machloikis by kur female kur bird. Aba b'kur in a cave, but they're like a yichai, is more pshita kur zoch, and it sounds like mishta kur zoch. Mother, I would have thought to say Rabbonin, afilu kur in a cave, and ami patri, they're also a yipota. Vodi, toni, zoch, is a zoch, adich, a koich, the Rav Loza, the Rav Loza, also my zoch, is also a spota, kamash mila no, that the machloikis only by a zoch, but when a cave, everybody holds yichai. Vomer Rav Loza, machloikis b'kur zoch, aber be zoche di yamen yo de zoche di rakle pot if she to kur zoche tenan mar tay mer bloza fil zoche di yamen ame khaim zoso i was the mishter seven tony kur zoche di kai khon rabonen kemashmelon Tanya never learned this, so Tanya never heard this. The Yalma, Zacha, the Yalma pot, everybody holds a regular male bird of Addis Potter, Pashdukha Khan. A Kerva Zacha, Rav Lazar Machai, Vachon Portim, Sonia special machlaikis by Kerva Zacha. Here's the machlaikis. But all the birds in Chai, everybody would agree that a Zacha would be Potter for the midst of Shluach HaKan. Let me show you like this. Hoiso Mufefes. Let's say the mother was like flying on top of the nest, not sitting, but a little bit flying on top of it or moving on top of it. So it depends. Bizman shekinofe noigus bekan. If its wings are touching the nest, then chayav l'shaleich. Then there's a mitzvah. You have to send away the mother. You can't just take the eggs. You have to first send away the mother. But ein kinofe noigus bekan. Let's say the wings are not touching the kan. The mother was just flying right on top of the nest, but she's not actually touching the nest. Then you let her go and just sneak out the eggs underneath without sending away the mother. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, let's say there's only one chick in the nest, or there's only one egg there. Still, you're not allowed to take away the egg or the chick, you have to first send away the mother. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Kan b'dashim mikol makom." Mash many type of a nest, even though it only has one, still there's a mitzvah of shluch hakan. What's going to be hoyu shom efreichim mafreichim? Let's inside the nest there were these birds, chickens, chicks that could fly. They could fly themselves, or else oy beitzim mazoris. Or else you had old eggs there that can't hatch anymore. So lachar is then potim al shleich, even though the mother is on top of them, you're allowed to take them away without sending away the mother. Shinemaka, the pasuk says, for your aim roivetes al efreichim, that the mother has to be sitting on top of the efreichim, top of the chicks, oy al habeitzim, or on top of the eggs. So darshin ma efreichim, just like the chicken, the chicks inside, means b'nei kayoma, they could live, after beitzim b'nei kayoma, it has to be eggs also that could hatch, that could live like Yotzu Muzoros, but if they're older eggs, they can't hatch anymore, that their potter, there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. The same thing of Maha Beitim, just like the eggs, Tzrichim Li'imon, they have to be by their mother, they need the mother to bring them up, to sit on them, to hatch them. Afefreichim, the same thing, the chicks, also, only chick, the only chayv shluach, by Tzrichim Li'imon, if they still need the mother. Yotzu Mafreichim, but in the case where they fly, where they could fly themselves, they don't need the mother, then there's no more mitzvah shluch hakan. Then you let her take them away, even though the mother is still on top of them. And was a Tanur, but not like this. The pasuk says, Roy Vetzes, if the mother is sitting on top of the eggs, so we dash in v'loy moifefes, and not if she's just flying on top. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, I feel can afir noigus pekan, even if the feathers, her wings, are touching the nest, also, that part of shluch hakan. On this time, no, the pasuk comes each us. No, it says roivetes. It says the what? That it's sitting. If so, my Talmud, how do we know this from? Me the like siv yoshevis, since it doesn't say the word yoshevis, it says the word roivetes. So it's mashma not only sitting, even if it's a little bit on top. As long as it's touching it, it lost la v'chiv a shluch hakan. Om Rav Yudah Marav, hoisa yoshevis bein shnei roiv de ilon. Let's say what the mother, or else the Yosef is bein shnei roiv the ilon. Which says about beitzim tachtel, avol vanofim soimchon umagbiin oisa biyavir. Like the mother now is on top, so you have, let's say, the nest. You know, let's say the mother was sitting like a pond, like on top of two branches of a tree, and the eggs now are right underneath it, but she's not really touching the nest. So what's going to be the locker over here? So Yosheva, she was sitting bein shnei roiv d'ilum, between two branches of the tree. So Royim, we have to see. Kol shim tishomet. If they would take away this branch, nefel asaleim, she would just fall right on the top of the eggs. So chayav l'shleich. That's also considered like she's on top of the eggs. And there'll be a mitzvah shluch hakan. But v'im lav, even if you take away the branches, she wouldn't fall down right on top of them. So then we say, yipotet m'shluch hakan. Meisvah, the question, Hoysa Yosheves Beneihem, if she was sitting between them, Potem Malashleich, if she's sitting in between, Rashi says, Beitzim Kan, there's an egg on this side, egg on this side, and she's sitting in them in between, so it says, Potem Malashleich, What's going to be al gabein if the mother is sitting on top of them? Chayiv v'shleich, then that's the commit to shleich akan if the mother is on top of the eggs. What's going to be hoisa moifefes? Let's say she was flying a little bit. Afilu kinofe noigis bekan, even though her wings are touching the nest, still put them in the shleich. You're part of him sending it away. So now, my love doesn't mean to say al gabeim on top of them, doom you the b'neim, just like in between them. That ma b'neim, even though in between them, the noga b'hu, that the mother's touching them, still you're part of al gabeim, even on top of them, most of the noga b'hu, you're touching them. And so it says Allah here, al gabeim is chayv l'shleich, only because you're touching the eggs. Avarayv the ilon, let's say the mother's on top of two branches, that she's not really touching the eggs, then you're potter m'lashleich. So Mara says, let it's not the pshat. I'll tell you, al gabehen dum yidibineim, that on top of them is just like in between them. Al gabehen is dum yidibineim. That ma'bin is just like in between them. The leinogo alayu, no, in the case where the mother's in between the two eggs, she's not touching either one of them. Afagabein leinogo alayim, and we're on top that yichayiv, even though she's not touching them. And behind her, what's the case? Rav the Elon could be in such a case where the mother's on top of two branches and the eggs are right underneath it. There's also mitzvah shluch akan. The Mor says, how can myself, there's also the sword this way? Because otherwise, the yi sagadayit, you can tell me a thing, the yi sagadaytuch, that Rav the Elon put in the case where the mother's on top of the two branches, that you put if so other Tony was, we have to learn, hois moifefes, that she was flying, afilu kenafe noigus pekan poto milishaleach. What do you have to say that for? She's poto. List me say a bigger chiddush that roiv the ilon. Even the case where she's just on top of the branches, that you poto. For kol shechein mefevus and avada, if she's flying on top, that you poto. See if when she's on top, you poto. Should have said that better. Sversa says no. Could be no. Mefevus itzur is the bigger chiddush, where she's a little bit flying on top, moving around the top of them. Because the chiddush is, could be the afilu kenafen loigus pekan, even though the wings are touching the nest, could be still yipot mashal mishalayach. So that's why it says moifefes. But maybe hu adin, where the mother's on top of the two branches, also she's potter. So it says, if so, I takash the mishnah. I brought nan tanan. We learned in our mishnah that bizman she kenafen loigus pekan, when the wings are touching the nest, then yes, chayav l'shleich, there is a mitzvah shluch akan. So when it says, Rabbi Yirmiyo, ki katoni masivun, learned in our Mishnah, b'nageya min atzad, where she's touching from the side. She's touching from the tzad, that's when yichayav m'shluch akan. I mean, the Brice says, where you touch the side, and then taki yipota. Our Mishnah says, where you're touching right on top of it, nechnami, then taki yichayav m'shluch akan. Yeah. Even Antanan does not believe that we can't share a Rabbi Yirmiyah, because there must be some negative in Tzad. Ikad Yarmi, something like this. Let me bring a proof. Let me messiah that it says, Hoysa Yeshev is b'neim. If the mother was sitting in between the two eggs, potem al-shalayach. Mashma al-gabayim chayav l-shalayach. That the mother's on top of them, there is a chiv. Hoysa moifefes, if she's flying on top, afilu kenafen nagas, but can't still potem l-shalayach. That's what the Brisa says. Now my love doesn't mean to say al gabeim on top of them, dum yidibinim, just like on the side of them. Ma b'nei, just like on the side of them, leinogu alayu, that the mother's not touching them, is af al gabeim, that yichayiv, even the case of leinogu alayu, where the mother's not touching the eggs. How is that? V'hayinu roiv de ilon. That's in the case where you're between the branches. So what's right between the branches also, yichayiv in shluch akan. So must look, if it's not the pshat. I tell you, al-gabeim, on top of them, dumi the b'neim, just like in between them. Ma b'neim, just like in between them. The nogabu, that you're touching them, af al-gabeim, on top, also the nogabu, could be when you're touching them. That's when you chayv m'shluch akan. Al-varoy v'ilum, on top of two branches, could be potter. So when I say, yochi, if so, ad the toni, say, what does say, if you have to say? Hoysu, my fefus, is flying on top. Afilu kenafen nogas pekan, that you potter. Why does the price have to say that? Listeners should have said a digger chiddush. Listeners should have said, Roy of the Elon, even the case where the mother's on top of two branches. Yeah, also you potter. The coach chayin mufefus, and of course, when she's like flying a little bit on top. Someone says, no, I tell you, my fefus is an chiddush of mufefus. The other chiddush is, the afilu kenafen nogas pekan, even though the wings are touching the kan, potem mashleich tu ye potem mashleich. I again, we learned in our Mishnah b'zman shekinah fenugas bekan, when the wings are touching the kan, tak chayav l'shleich. It says, omev yudah chitonim. It says, when we learned in our Mishnah b'negeim in atzal the brisa. When you've learned in the brisa that you put them, that's as you're touching the sides of the kan. In the case where you're touching the top of the kan, and the chanami then taki yichayiv. Yeah. So it could be there wouldn't be any raya then. Yeah. Could be raya akan takas taka potter, you have no raya. Now it says in the Mishnah what ain't shom efreyach elachas. Yeah. Mishnah says what ain't shom efreyach elachas. Yeah, still Yechayim. Ain ye omalei yehumu rabbon on the rover. Ain mipcha, why not say the other way? Ain shom afroich el echot, oi beitz achas potem l'shleich. Maybe taki a potem, divinim afroich el my beitzim. You need taka too? For lekin, you don't have. Hoyu shom afroichim afroichim, let's say you had chicks that were flying, oi beitzim azoros, chayv l'shleich, maybe you happen to weigh. And these two Yechayim l'shleich, maybe it's a mitzvah shloch again. She never goes, the apostle says, kan, mikol mokom. So maybe dash in this way. So when it says, no, I'm came of so, nicht of kro, the apostle should have wrote, for you aim revet slam, the mother's on top of them. My vu aim revet is ala frechim, what's loshin ala frechim, or yala beitzim, is la kushia frechim, le beitzim la frechim, le frechim, like we just said before, it's better to make the sekish one to the other. And just like the frechim are b'nei kayoma, or didn't the exhaust have to be a b'nei kayoma? And just like, the chicks, the eggs that need its mother, only the chicks that need its mother, but the chickens could fly, they claim that they're taking a potter from Shluach HaKan. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.